I got a call today. And yeah, I know. Who the hell picks up a phone these days? Especially when you don't have caller ID. But okay, I picked up. Hello? Hello? I usually wait a few seconds before hanging up, but this time I was expecting a call from the Mrs., so I gave it a few seconds longer. Finally, this low-volume, sad-sack, lethargic voice comes on the line. Hi, I'm Sam. Do you want to sell your place? Occasionally, I like to stay with these calls, see where they lead, maybe learn some skill sets I can use to market my own stuff. Sam, I admit, didn't seem promising for sales techniques. I said, sure, I'm dying to sell the place. What are you offering? Sam, a little delayed in his response, finally asked if I had a price in mind. Sure do, I said, but I'd rather hear your offer. Long pause. Real long pause. I said, hey, Sam, buddy, you still with me here? You awake, or should I call 911 for that overdose antidote for fentanyl? Maybe give me your address. Sam eventually returned to the semi-living, wondered how much I might want to sell my hacienda and land. How about $2 million, Sammy? How's that work for you? You know where I live, what the place looks like, or is this a cold call? Sam, no last name, just Sam, seemed to be pondering this. Finally, wearying of the fun, I said, hey, Sam, wake up. You need to up your game a little. Show some enthusiasm if you want to scam the unwary. You can't be drifting off into your own ozone between dialogues. And here's another suggestion. Lay off the drugs, or at least tweak the meds down a bit. You're scaring us potential clientele. Whether Sam was with me on the last minute of his sales pitch, who could tell? All I know is I missed a great opportunity to make $2 million. Maybe the next call.